high and low, hot and cold. I looked everywhere for what I need. But now I know, now I know. I'm going back to loving me.
Hello, and welcome to SOS. I am your host, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters, and I am joining me tonight. I am my guest and my host, and I'm so glad you're here. I hope that you have had a fabulous first couple of weeks of the year. In this show, you may want to have a pen and paper, lots of paper. And after the show is over, when you listen to the replay, you may want to stop it, take notes, and play it over and over again. There is a lot of information here that will help you throughout the year. And what are we talking about? Well, we are talking about 2021, and what can you expect from this year of the metal ox? Last year, it was the year of the rat. We're talking about Chinese astrology. Now, why is that? Well, we're coming up on the new year, the Chinese New Year, which actually from a feng shui perspective is the 4th of February. And the actual date of the Chinese New Year is Friday, February the 12th. And we're going to be talking about what can you expect, how to navigate, what's lucky, what isn't, and there's plenty of both. This is a metal year, which is yin, feminine energy, and there's lots of things that are happening that'll be very different than last year. We're going to see a rise of women to power in politics, as you know, we are having this inauguration, right? And elsewhere as well. And so I just want to give credit to Katie Weber, who I am not a feng shui master or practitioner, but I have practiced feng shui. I studied it for many years. And then in 2001, when I opened my landscape business for Heavenscapes, I had a beautiful white truck with a bagua. That's the feng shui symbol on the side of my truck. I did feng shui in the garden. So I was doing feng shui landscapes. And you know, what does that mean? Well, feng shui means wind, water, and it is actually, it's a feeling. If you've ever walked into a home that felt zen-like and airy and beautiful, everything was perfectly placed, not too much, not a bunch of clutter, you will know the difference between a well feng shuied landscape and home versus one that is not. And so we're going to talk about that and health and wealth and luck and all those types of things. But I want to give you, there's a couple of pointers I just want to mention right off the bat. So if you're a sheep or goat, you will be most negatively affected. I'm so sorry to say. Hopefully this information will help you navigate this year. And the areas that we want to activate, in other words, liven up, we can have lots of energy and music and movement and not worry about digging for a swimming pool or a jackhammer to chop up a sidewalk or whatever. These are the areas that you can do those things. And I'm telling you this right off the bat because, excuse me, just one second. My farm animals. So the areas that you can activate without any negative impact are the south. And I want you to be very careful about what you write. So the south, the west, the center of your home, and the east. The areas that you want to keep quiet and chill and do not disturb the ground, don't dig a swimming pool in these two areas, are the northeast, and this is really important, the northeast, because that's where the ox is, we call him the Grand Duke, and the southwest. Now the southwest, Well, we'll be talking about that a little bit more. So this is about energy and feng shui and, you know, having the best year possible. So wind and water is basically what feng shui translates to, but it's also about energy and keeping energy flowing as opposed to stagnant. And if you've ever had acupuncture, stagnant qi is not good. That is when energy gets stuck. It doesn't move. That can happen in our body and cause illness and disease. So we want to be in the flow, have a zen-like environment, and that can help you tremendously with your health, wealth, relationships, children, and all those wonderful things. So there are 12 astrological or zodiac signs in Chinese astrology. And the first one is the rat. And there are legends, of course, about these things. And the rat tricked the ox and made it into, I think he was supposed to be to the square. The emperor had set up this race and all these animals were racing and the rat beat the ox. And so he's the first, and that was last year. This year is the ox. And they are in this order: rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig or boar. And each sign is named after the animal, of course, with its own unique characteristics. Now, how does Chinese astrology meld or merge or marry feng shui? So we'll talk about that a little bit too. And like I said, energy is everything. You know, wind is energy, water is energy, earth, metal, fire. These are all phases or elements, and each of the elements has a different energy. And it is enlivened by different things. For example, air enlivens fire, and yet water will create steam, but no spark, right? Water with fire. And each of these animals has a supporting element. And we're going to simplify this as much as possible because it can be rather complex. People study for years when they are feng shui masters. So I'll just give you myself as an explanation. I am a Scorpio or scorpion in Western traditional astrology. But in Chinese astrology, I was born in the year of the horse. And, you know, people would say a horse is wild and free. I do best with people that allow me to be me and don't attempt to control me. So let's think about an ox. So you may want to just think about yourself and what energy you have. So let's think about this ox. It is a huge lumbering animal. Have you ever seen an ox? And they can weigh between 1,500 to 3,000 pounds. Very large. McGillicuddy is saying he's afraid of oxen. So it is a specially trained dairy or beef steer. What does that mean? It means it's been castrated. Sorry, guys. It's because they're easier to handle. Can you imagine having this big beast that bulls can be quite feisty? So can I get an amen here? So depending on the sex or age and breed, they can run between 1,500 to 3,000 pounds. Holy cow. Ha, ha, ha. So let's take a look at the history of feng shui. And that's what's going to give you some insight into what to expect this year. What is feng shui? Where did it come from? How long has it been around? And why is it important at all? Well, you know, because, and let me tell you a story. I've hired several different feng shui practitioners back in Georgia. And there was one who called herself the feng shui detective. And she had a special recipe. And I'm trying to think what year this was. Boy, I can't remember. It was about 16 years ago, I guess. And I made too many changes all at one time. And the guy that I was dating died in my home. So we need to make our changes carefully. moving too many things at one time can lead to explosive energy or detrimental energy. So you may want to change your furniture around after you hear about all of this. So I just want to talk to you about not so much the founder of Feng Shui, but the person who documented, and this is how long it's been around. So please, if you are Asian descent, please forgive me for my pronunciation. I will say mispronunciation. I'm doing the best I can. So Guo Pu was born in AD 276, a very long time ago, and he lived until 324 AD. And he was later given the courtesy name. So when they would become adults, they were given another name. And his name was Jin Shen as his courtesy name. He was a writer, a scholar, and this is of the Eastern Jin period. He was best known as China's foremost commentator on ancient texts. Guo was a Taoist, a mystic, geomancer, collector of strange tales, editor of old texts, very well educated and obviously very intelligent. He was also instrumental in preserving the valuable mythological and religious texts in China. He authored the Book of Burial, which cannot be found any longer. It was so ancient. It was the first ever authoritative source book that defined and described exactly what feng shui was, how it worked, how to use it, etc. And he was considered to be the father of feng shui in China. So if you're curious about what geomancy is and haven't watched the show Kung Fu before, well, Grasshopper, I will tell you what geomancy is. It's a method of divination. So if you remember any movies about ancient China, and you've seen people that they pick up sand or earth or stones and then throw them, and they interpret the markings on the ground or patterns formed by tossing handfuls of rocks, sand, whatever. It is a divination, or in other words, fortune telling. It's predicting is basically what it is. It involves interpreting a series of 16 figures formed by randomized process that involves recursion, following by analyzing them, also with astrological interpretation. So it was practiced by people from all social classes. It was a very important part of Chinese history. All right. So why all this background on feng shui? Well, I want you to understand that this has been around for a very long time. And just because you may be not aware of it or not using it doesn't mean it doesn't exist or it can't hurt or harm or help you improve your life, your relationships, romance, wealth, all areas of your life. So when we use feng shui to help us, then it's amazing what can be done. Now, I'll just explain to you that I have let go of my belongings 3 times. I have, you know, my things are in order. My home is pretty orderly and tidy and clean. And I don't have a lot of old things. I don't have anything broken. So the art of feng shui is it's basically allowing you to feel good in your space, so that, you know, you feel happier. There's more harmony. So chipped cups, broken appliances, if you have a mirror or something that could be, damaging feng shui. So the things that bother you, you know, the door that bangs on your closet door, that can cause issues with your relationships. So, you know, if you open a door, and when you open it, the doorknob of one door bangs on another, that is a sha or negative energy and can cause disruption in the energy field. So it's a very subtle thing, but it can also allow greater harmony. So this is what we're diving into. All right. So Chinese New Year is Friday, February 12th. And, you know, here in the West, we mark the first day of the year as January 1st in the lunar calendar. And in the East, of course, you know, the first day of the year, we celebrate, and Chinese New Year is a big source of celebration. A lot of people travel to China to see the fireworks and the parades. It's a big deal. And if you go to a Chinese temple, you may see how they decorate. I'm sure the decorations are probably even out already. And so the feng shui date is February 4th, and that is when you want to make sure all your changes are done by. You want all the dust to settle, the energy to settle in your home by February 4th. That's why I'm doing the show today, give you time. Now, I've already started preparing, and this is part of what I do. It is sweeping my home, sweeping into every corner. You want to get the dust, the dirt that has settled from last year. Oh, yes, let's get it out, right? We wash our hair, we shower, we clean our body. What about the energy of our home? And so that's what we're doing, sweeping into the corners and allowing the energy to shift and change and allow the new and beautiful and better, right? Because this year is going to be better, to just kind of move in more easily. And now the key here is to take what we learned last year and bring it into the future. And hopefully we have learned a lot from last year. We're going to talk about that. We've learned that health is vitally important. If we don't have our health, we don't have wealth either, because no amount of money can make up for poor health, right? If we get COVID or pneumonia and there are lasting ramifications from illness, whether it's cancer or whatever, it can really cause us issues in all areas of our life. So vital health is important. Our friends are important. Being social is important. Your home, where you live, where you sleep is important. And so having a home that is healthy and expresses you, supports you, that's what we're talking about tonight. And there are three major areas that we're focusing on: your front door, your bedroom, and your home or office if you work from home or office. You know, at home. Most of us are doing that these days, right? But also the center of your home. Right now, this is a vital part moving into 2021. We'll talk about that. All right. So let's give you something good to remember. Lucky colors for the year of the ox, and red purses, women wearing red. I'm wearing red to show you. It's an exciting color. It is a vital color. It's a fire color. And so we want to move that fire energy up. Yellow is another one. It's a color of recognition in 2021. It represents the earth. The earth element, ox, is earth. It's also metal. And metal color would be silver white or aqua blue. And that represents water. So there's two elements for every year, and it is earth and water together. Okay, so because earth is in excess this year, you don't want too much yellow. A little yellow is okay. Too much will lead to excessive worrying, self-induced stress. We don't want that. We don't want you to be stressed, especially about one source of income or livelihood. And yellow has always been a noble or high class color associated with the mandarins at court. The Chinese have always revered this color, as well as red and black, of course, and gold. But this year in particular, it is yellow and blue. All right, so authority, yellow, being the color of the Son of Heaven. Yellow is also the Emperor's color. It's the color of the Yellow River, which brings the much needed life-giving water to the fields of rice and grain. It's the color of the great nation China itself. White brings resources. White is the color associated with the element metal, which is the element representing resources, support, and authority. Now, other colors associated with the metal element are also silver, gray, and gold. Both of these metallic colors represent money, and so they're always regarded as auspicious. And the metal planet is Venus. And what is that? It's the planet of love. Blues and blacks, don't want to use, like the dark blues and black can cause fierce competition in 2021. And the last time that we had a metal ox year, do you know when that was? It was 1961. And so if we look back to see what happened in 1961, we'll get an idea of what could be the potential for this year, 2021. And some famous metal oxes: Barack Obama, Margaret Thatcher, George Clooney, Saddam Hussein, Adolf Hitler. I'm sure there are others, but I wanted you to know there have been some powerful metal oxes. And like I said before, in feng shui, there are good energies and bad or sha energies. Qi is another word for energy. Now, last year we were plagued with pulmonary issues, and that had to do with it was a seven star, which brought in a lot of pulmonary or lung issues, stress, and of course, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, and that created a lot of stress with neighbors and friends, etc., people on the street. So in 2020, the afflicting energy was a seven star. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. So the Bagua is a grid, and there are nine boxes. If you pull up a Bagua, B-A-G-U-A, some people call it a Bagua. So you can look that up on the internet, and that is probably the best way for you to understand this. So there, every sector of this square represents a portion of your home with the directions, and we're going to talk about the directions more. So getting a compass, if you don't have one already, would be very helpful. And yes, there is a Western feng shui that says, well, the front door is what we go by. But in traditional feng shui, it is directional. And how did the other feng shui come into being? Because it was thought that Westerners couldn't figure out how to use a compass. And I say that laughing. Okay, so we talked about pulmonary issues. And there's something major for men this year that men, especially the breadwinner of the home, need to be careful. Make sure that you have time to rest. Make sure that you take care of yourself. And there could be a heart attack. We'll talk a little bit more about that. There are other issues with men. And that is something we need to protect you from. This six star is a big metal, all of heaven, which represents the energetic making of a vaccine. Okay, the yin metal year means to go inward, yin, feminine, inward. In Chinese astrology, there are two metal years, two water years, two earth years. And let's see, so two metal, two water, two earth, two wood. So that's how they repeat. Yin metal represents jewelry, which we love, don't we, ladies? And we've already begun to see new fashion trends coming out, statement pieces with one very large earring on one side and something very small on the other, or no earring on the other. So, and this is a great time for me to use my lost earrings I have not thrown away. I've got 20 pairs of one earring. So I'm going to be pulling those out of my jewelry box this year. So we'll start a new trend. All right. So there will be real silver, real gold, and also palladium and statements, earrings. You know, this year, wearing the masks, a lot of us have not dressed up, or lots of lost earrings have happened. Insurance companies and jewelry stores are very busy replacing a lost earring, because when you pull the mask off, the earring comes out. Last year, the year of the rat, was a yang year, an election year, culture clashes. Well, there's some good news. There will be a lot more fun in 2021. Fun in 2021. More stylish outfits, prettier jewelry, people wanting to get out and shine. There will also be, you know, I said there's good and bad. There will be more tyrannical stances with large countries wanting to hold on to their power. And you probably remember hearing about the Russian double agent that was poisoned with a nerve agent in his tea. And there will be more control over religion, religion becoming a bigger bone of contention for some countries. There could be more stabbings with this metal year, like the event that happened in Paris with the teacher who spoke out and was killed, practically beheaded. It's very sad. And bullying is a situation, and there have been many bullying problems where somebody's wearing a mask and they bully the person not wearing the mask, even attacking them, spraying things in their faces, and that is happening. And it will continue. These contentious situations will probably continue with people fighting with one another over mask wearing applications, wear or not wear. So there's kind of a pot that's been stirred, a boiling pot, where people are pitted against one another. There are also re-education camps currently happening in China. I will get to the good fun stuff, but we have to look at the truth of what is going on. It's, you know, I'm not a Pollyanna, I'm a realist. There is good and bad happening in the world always. So these re-education camps are happening in China. They could also happen elsewhere. We've heard of FEMA camps, even in the US. We don't know what's going to happen. We have to stay present with what's happening right now. Now, I mentioned yin metal. And there is these strong women stepping out in leadership roles. It is the year of the strong woman. Female leadership and representatives in government and elsewhere, you're going to be seeing a lot more of this. And you'll also begin to see a better understanding of cooperation, people helping people. You know, for example, I was at the grocery store yesterday morning, and the lady checked out at the self-checkout next to me, and she left. And as you do, you know, you take your things, and the gentleman that was helping in the grocery store asked me, he held up a bottle, "Is this yours?" I said, "No." And when I got to my car, I saw her, she was in the car next. And I said, "I think you left something behind," rather than me ignoring that. And she thanked me. She said, "Oh, I don't want to go in there," but she'd already paid for it. So helping one another, and, you know, we're all in this together. Right? We're all in this together. We do better when we help one another. All right. So taking care of others, more of this needs to happen. I walk my neighbor's dog that's disabled. It's hard for people to get out these days. A lot of people are afraid to go grocery shopping because they may have you know, health issues, and they may be in fear. So if you know of somebody that's shut in, you may want to offer to do their shopping for them every once in a while. I know several people in my building have not been out since the pandemic began. And let's see, good stuff, new horizons, yay! Technology, expansion here in technology, heaven and space too. We're gonna be seeing an expansion with space exploration. You know, what happened with the sixth branch of the military in 2021 with Space Force, and we might see this branch of the military out, you know, in uniform. There is also going to be more hydrogen production. We're hearing about this. It's a clean energy, way less expensive than what we are currently using. And what is really amazing is that hydrogen, it's not only clean and inexpensive, the natural gas pipeline that goes from Texas into Canada can be used to transport hydrogen fuel, and it can move 3 times faster than natural gas. How about that? So we're also going to see more Bitcoin and Ethereum, and that's a tongue twister for me, traded as currency, and the IRS has even added a new line on their tax forms for selling or trading Bitcoin. And, you know, some places are no longer accepting cash. We may be seeing more of that happening, plastic only or Bitcoin. So further expansion in technology is going to occur. Also, open source coding, new types of programming, which is going to change the way we do our work. And if you have a website, which many of us do, there are going to be new websites. You know, there's been some new developments, but there's going to be a lot more coming into this year because metal technology, you know, it's more expansion in that area. Software is changing. Also with new types of programming, we're going to see probably more apps. Oh my gosh, could we have any more apps? It's funny, I was on the highway yesterday and there is a great big road sign, get your head out of your apps and stop texting. I thought that was hilarious. Pardon me. So, and delivery. Wow. So you could order your coffee beans from Amazon and have them delivered by a drone. Holy cow, a drone dropping them at your doorstep. So there's going to be a lot more of this type of thing, logistics and delivery options. You know, there's Uber Eats and Grubhub, all these different things that have just surfaced because of COVID. You know, the mother of invention, necessity, right? Delivery of meals, food, and groceries. And even grocery stores are going to be changing too, becoming more small, like Trader Joe's or even smaller than that, with more delivery options available. Lots of new things happening. There will be more fun in 2021. Yay! Doing things that bring you a sense of happiness and purpose. More people are going to be growing their own. I'm talking about vegetables, but it could be pot too. So, you know, being outdoors can be very healing. I talk to people about this all the time. Don't be afraid of the sun. We need the sun. As a matter of fact, you know, photon energy, live fruits and vegetables, those types of things, we need those. We need more of them. I grew up with a garden, my father always had a big vegetable garden and we ate lots of vegetables, and I see more people doing that. Oh boy, excuse me. Staying indoors all the time isn't healthy. So appreciate the beauty of nature, parks and forests, green, just being outside and looking at a plant or a tree can be calming, can ease depression, can help you feel relaxed, releasing anxiety and fears. Forest walks are going to become the rage. So this yin energy, we talked about that a few times. I want to mention it again. It is driving us inward, the inner journey. You know, this is what I do with my clients. I help my clients love themselves, feel comfortable in their own skin, and release the fears. So when we have a comfort with ourselves, when we're authentic, what does that mean? It means that we don't change who we are for the different people that we associate with. That's what I used to do. And I know lots of us used to do that. You know, if you're a people pleaser, or you want me to be green, I'll be a chameleon, I'll be green, or I'll be blue. I'll jump through hoops to please you. It's a poem. So we don't want to do that. We want to be authentic. So this journey inward is going to take people into a deeper place of peace, more meditation. And so this inner journey is the driving force allowing people to understand and know themselves better. And with this yin energy, we need to balance it with yang, which is outdoors, which is also going to mean more picnics outside, more sports outdoors. And now we're going to be moving into some directions. So we talked about the northeast, and you do not want to face the northeast. If you work in an office where you face the northeast, you want to turn your desk so that your back is to the northeast. Why? That is where the metal ox will be residing. And the metal ox is called the Grand Duke. So we are in deference to him or revering him. We do not want to face him. It can anger the metal ox. We don't want that. That can cause problems. All right. So the East, good luck for romance and education. This is good. There is a positive energy called the 4-star moving into the love sector. It's a good thing. It's good for family and relationships, education of the family as well. And who knows, you may be traveling, and that can be exciting. So colors to add to this area, and we're talking about the East. Get your compass out. Red. Red will help to boost that energy in that east area, east corner. And the same for your office. The same holds true. You know, east is good. If it's in your office, it's a good area to activate. You could put crystals in there, light a candle, fire, red, candle, same thing. Okay. Uplighting also works. Now the north, it can affect your health negatively this year. So you might lose days of work. Watch for nagging problems. There's a number 2-star in the north, and we don't want to activate this area. That means no playing drums or putting your children's playroom in this area. If your child's playroom is in the north, you want to move it. This is an area to keep quiet. No running of a generator or using power tools for days. So this could be the north sector of your home, office, or apartment. And we don't want to have too many earth colors in the north, like beige, terracotta, or brown. The north section is typically blue and black. That's the color for that, the north, typically. And the southwest, well, southwest is really a relationship area. And there is a malicious 5-yellow star, very unbalanced in 2021. It could be bad luck, lawsuits, health, gossiping, friction, or wealth issues. And this area can be highly treacherous if disturbed. So we're talking southwest. What did I say? Northeast and southwest are the two areas that you want to keep quiet, not lots of activity. If your front door is in either of those areas, use another door if you can. Okay, so what can you do to negate this bad luck, this malicious 5-star? You can light a candle, say a prayer, and it could be a real challenge. It could lead to divorce because it is in the relationship area. But there is a fix, always. There is a cure, feng shui cure. Keep it light and bright, clean, tidy, red colors, but not noisy. Excuse me. So you don't want anything loud. You don't want to play loud music there in the north. that will stimulate the 3-star, which is this thing that causes the arguments. All right. However, there's a silver lining, and this is an opportunity to grow for women, especially with a southwest facing bedroom. Try a new hobby, join a new group, excuse me, start a new blog. Plant a little seed, especially if you're a woman. What is it that thrills you? Have you thought about writing a book? Maybe this is the year. So start your blog, and whatever you start will grow and be a source of happiness for you. The Northeast has a lucky purple star, and that's related to promotion and opportunity. So yet focus on the good, right? So prepare for money making in the Northeast. Anything related to education, like a certification. My daughter just went to massage school. Internship that could lead to money making. That's good. It's good for you. So for those writers, this is the opportunity. Get your book done, get it published and on the internet. It's a multiplier star in the Northeast, this lucky purple star. However, yin and yang, right? Yin and yang. It can also magnify the negative. So it magnifies the good and the bad. So the months that you need to be especially careful in the Northeast are March, May, August, and December. My bedroom is in the north and also the Northeast. And so what is actually recommended is if that's where your bedroom is, sleep in the middle of your home. I'm going to be sleeping on my couch in March, August, December, I think. And that is a way you can overcome this, and that could help a lot. So during those months, it's good to move. To, if you have another bedroom, so much the better. Sleep on your couch. And if your front door is in the Northeast section, don't use it. Now for the Southeast. This could be your home or office. There's a, Southeast. Wait, I'm skipping this. West, we're talking about West. The wonderful star enhances. It's fabulous. It's an 8 star. It's lucky. Money, prestige. However, it could create problems for your children's health, broken bones, that type of thing. So if your children sleep in the West, you might want to move them. So just be very careful of your children's health. You could have nice lighting, crystals, or a wealth bowl in this area, purple velvet throw pillows. If it's a living room area in the West, dress it up with sparkly, shiny objects, a vase, a metal vase maybe. Purple's very auspicious in the West sector, and it helps to boost this beneficial star. Now, we talked about the Northwest, and this is for men. We have to be very concerned about our men, blood pressure, violence, accidents, injury, particularly the lungs and heart, and even guns or suicide. So it's important to know about this and protect the men in your life. The heaven sector represent people who help you. That's this area, the Northwest. Ways that they can influence, that maybe a beautiful hand that comes in and helps you, or a doctor that you find, the right person fixes a flat for you on the side of the road. This could bring in some nice aspects as well. But like I said, for men, we have to be very careful with the men, the breadwinners. Traditional cures. Here we go. You're going to laugh about this one. A blue rhino or a blue elephant, or the blue rhino and blue elephant together. Men, I highly recommend you get on Amazon and find yourself a blue rhino and a blue elephant and put it in the Northwest sector. Make sure you keep this area clean as well. All right, so those two things, the blue rhino or blue elephant, will tone down this energy. Fraud, deception could happen. It could lead to identity theft. So watch your passwords, home office, Northwest facing office or home. You may want to put in a new alarm system. All right. So the center of the home has a fabulous aspect. It's a 6 star. This is a heavenly, I'm trying to remember, it's heavenly something or other. But this is the center of the home. You want to put a wealth bowl. If you have a, if this is where your living room is, put a wealth bowl and 6 crystal balls. They're the little crystals, and you put them in a bowl. That will help to vibrate higher, bring up the energy. Any kind of crystals in the center of your home will help to highlight this aspect. All right, so let's talk about some fun stuff. So we talked a little bit about colors. Very important for women to use a red handbag or red wallet because it will help to increase wealth. If you don't have a red handbag, I could lend you one or two. I have several. Wearing red will help to enhance health, the way you feel. And, you know, one of the things about black, if you do have a lot of black, this is not the year to wear black. And there's an interesting aspect to wearing black. It can absorb, it absorbs all colors, right? Black is the sum of all colors. It can absorb and draw illness to you. So don't wear black in 2021. All right. And so feeling optimistic is important. Wear colors that make you feel good, bright colors. A red handbag will help you feel joyful. Always keep some cash in there, which will help you feel wealthy. Optimism is important. What makes you feel good? Black can be draining. And like I said, it can attract negative energy and even illness. When you're in a crowd, wear bright colors that will repel energy, negative. Yang versus yin. Illness energies can be attracted, as I said, to black, and it will help to protect you. So wear those bright colors. Bright colors like fuchsia, coral, orange, sunny yellow, sky blue, you know, clean and bright, clear colors. You could also, though, wear soft muted colors like powder pink, muted blue, a blush. Those are also supportive, a little bit lively. So, you know, there is anger, you know, is part of what's coming up for a lot of people. And the flip side of anger can be depression. If you hold anger in, you could end up depressed. And you know, I have a package. It's only $37 on my website that has depression level one, depression level two. It clears anxiety. And what is the other thing? It's guilt and shame. It's a really powerful package for $37. If you can't find it on my website, email me at jenniferelizabethmasters@gmail.com. There's no need for suicide, people. So this is one of the things that I clear. And I had a client just hit me up for a clearing this week. They said to me after the clearing, it was like magic. None of those feelings were there. And so I have a special way that I do this. And it really does work. All right. People were asking last year, what's next? Oh my goodness, what else could happen? We don't want to do that. Between lockdowns, layoffs, masks, it may have felt like you had tinnitus or you were on a merry-go-round. Please let me get off of this. This year's going to feel a lot more stable with the precautions that I've mentioned. And this year, you're going to feel like you just stepped off Mr. Toad's wild ride at Disney. So regarding career, you need to pay attention to your work. You may be asked to step up and strengthen your personal boundaries or confidentiality with clients. That just happened with me today. So play it safe. Don't gamble. And this is not the year to gamble. The ox is a slow moving animal, doesn't gamble. So unless you're absolutely certain, don't trade that stock. Don't play the stock market unless you are confident or you can afford to lose. This is not the year to risk or gamble, and we don't want you to lose everything. The other thing you need to watch this year is overconsumption. You know, a lot of these things are starting to happen already. I was watching The Mentalist this week and I ate almost a whole bag of popcorn. So rather than keeping the bag on your lap, pour some into a small bowl so that you're not grazing, you know, because this constant eating will lead to weight gain. And we discovered last year, remember what I said, learn from the past, bring your wisdom into this year so that you don't gain weight. Because this constant grazing, like the oxen do, you know, they like sweet grass, and you may have a propensity for eating sweets. Sweets can be drying to the system, not to mention not good for you. They're actually, sweets are worse than fats. So remember, take what we learned last year and don't gain that weight. Your gut needs a rest. Take smaller meals and don't eat in between, because this constant grazing doesn't give the body a chance to rest, and your guts need a rest. You can put that popcorn in a little bowl like I did. All right. So nervous eating isn't good. It's not healthy. We don't want you to do that. And it's something to take note of. Remember, we don't want to weigh 1500 pounds at the end of 2021. And, you know, an ox continually eats, they graze. So, you know, I remember this with a dog year. You know, dogs nap, what, they nap 3-4 times a day. So, and this is something we need to apply. What does the ox do? What is their behavior? What do we need to watch for this year? And these are some of them. The oxen, slow moving, methodical. All right, so just a few hints about what to do with your house. Front door should be clean, fresh paint. An area around the front door shouldn't be cluttered or dirty. You want the chi energy to easily enter. It is the mouth of the chi. It is where the energy enters your home. So you want that area, like right now, I was out shot. I've got bags just inside my front door. So after I'm done with this, I will be taking care of that. Remember, if you have broken items, get rid of them. Chipped cups, chipped plates, don't keep them around. And I've seen people use cracked bowls and cracked plates. That is a source for contagion, illness and stuff. You don't want to keep cracked plates around. It's not good because germs can catch in there. It's not, get rid of it. You can buy a plate for a buck at the dollar store. So don't do that. All right. So now what can you do for the bedroom? Let me just give you a few tips. If you are looking for a relationship this year, you want to have a night table on either side of the bed. I've written a blog post about this. You can Google feng shui for the bedroom and my name, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. It'll come up. I've written about so many of these things. The thing is that you don't want flowers in the bedroom. Why is that? We don't want to upstage our gents. We want them to be the most beautiful thing in our bedroom. So no flowers, no flowers on your bed, no flowers on the walls, no flowers on the pictures in your bedroom. And then the other thing that you need to look at is, if you don't want a crow in your bedroom, don't put one on your wall. And so the things that we see when we look around our home on our walls, we can bring into reality, right? Materialize them. You know, the bedroom is the place we spend, what, 1/3 of our lives. It is important to relax. It is the place that we do what? Two things. No, not watch television. No, Dawn, turn the TV off. It doesn't belong in the bedroom. We make love and we sleep. That's it. Those are the only two things that we do in the bedroom. And it, you know, it's important we take good care of it, and making sure the bed is in the command position. And that means you want the bed to be on a solid wall. You want your bed to be in a material that supports you. And this is one of the things I've helped my clients with. If they're having marital problems, the first thing I look at is, what kind of bed do you have? What's your headboard like? Oh, you don't have a headboard. Oh, well, that's probably why your money is draining. you need to have a solid headboard, not one that has slats or spaces, because money will drain out of it. You want a solid headboard, night table on either side, and a lamp on either side. And if you want that relationship, have those lamps come on for 3 hours a day. They could, 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, but have them come on 3 hours a day. It will help to raise the vibration, the energy in your bedroom. Your bed placed against a solid wall and diagonally facing the room door, hopefully, if you can do that with the space. So besides that, it should be accessible from both sides. You don't want your wall, your bed. Have you ever had your bed up against a wall and you have to crawl up at the foot of the bed because you don't have enough? I've done that before. It's not fun. All right. Just a quick little synopsis of the year now. Ox and money. The ox is not a shrewd card shark. Gambling is not compatible with the ox nature. So for that reason, best not to jeopardize your nest egg with anything too risky, right? So don't do anything that you're not certain of. Don't gamble if you don't have the money to afford to lose. It's not the year to make even small risks because they can create mounting losses. The other thing about health, watch the overconsumption of sweets, that grazing, treat your stomach gingerly, and work at creating a diet that supports your health. Eat more vegetables. Overly rich or excessively fried foods are not good. We don't want to be eating many fried foods. I don't eat fried foods, deep fried foods at all. So you don't want to do that. It could cause stomach upset. It's not good for your liver, lowers immunity. So fresh food, not packaged. Go back and listen to Mr. Naked Healthy. He'll give you the details on how to get naked healthy. And watch the back issues because there's a lot there. So fresh foods, leafy greens, nothing packaged, no ingredients. Make your own food. It's the healthiest way to go. You want healthy fiber, an apple a day or two. Oh, they're fabulous for giving you the enzymes that you need. And you want, promote the microbiome, because the gut bacteria, if it's out of balance, you could have depression. 80% of the serotonin that we have and that we utilize in our body is made not here, but in the gut. It may be more like 90%. So the microbiome is very important. We want to keep it balanced and healthy with acidophilus, taking probiotics, yogurt. It really doesn't have as much of the nutrients that you need. Kefir is a little bit better. Ox and love. Well, work on communicating and doing things to strengthen your relationship mentally. Card games, board games, puzzles. You want to make sure that you communicate about issues instead of sweeping them under the rug, because pretty soon you'll need a bigger rug and you don't want to end up divorced at the end of 2021. So gardening with your loved one could be fun and keep your brain stimulated. All right, so that is the key. That is the key to this year. So there is more that you can find out, looking at the chart. I think it's called a low shoe. I think it is. The pronunciation is probably incorrect. The other thing that you could do is research the KUA, K-U-A number. And Katie, my friend Katie, has a website, redlotusletter.com, redlotus, L-O-T-U-S, letter.com. And she's got a KUA, if you can search for it, the KUA number. Everyone has a different number. And there is a special way that you can figure out your KUA number. And when you have that, it will tell you which direction you need to sleep in. For example, you know, for me, my best directions to sleep, let's see, where is it? Health. East is health. I don't want to be sleeping facing west, northeast, northwest, southwest. It depends on what your number is. So this is something you can research. You know, we talked about learning something new, keeping your mind mentally stimulated. Feng shui is for everyone. You can use it in your home, apartment, in your office. And don't forget your car, because your car is a representation of this beautiful body that you, your vehicle that you walk around with. So you also can do feng shui for your car. Keep it clean, people. So I am Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. I hope you've enjoyed this. And if you have questions for me or you're interested in working with me, I have lots of courses and special programs that are very easy to you know, to check out and see what it would be like to work with me. I am fabulous with relationships. I help people heal their marriages and help with communication. But I have all sorts of courses that are already created. My website is jenniferelizabethmasters.com. And my email, jenniferelizabethmasters@gmail.com. Thank you so much for being here. Happy metal year of the ox. Mwah! Good night, everybody. I love you. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm going back.